God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, you, and yes, even you. Welcome, 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 one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day with the Lord can blow your mind and transform your entire life. So grateful to the Lord that He has given us yet another opportunity to be in His presence, to be in His midst, to be with Him, to have another breath of air. Do you realize that it is not promised to you another day, another moment, but God has spared you once again. Once again, God has spared you. And you ought to be grateful today that God has thought enough of you to allow you to be a part of His plan. I got to tell you, y'all, I'm grateful. I'm grateful today that He thought enough of me to keep me, to spare me, that he thought enough of me to allow me to still be in the land of the living. And I hope you feel the same way. Come on, let's pray. Gracious Father and Lord God, we glorify you today. We bless your name. We honor you. We thank you for just being who you are to us. God, there is absolutely, completely beyond a shadow of a doubt, nothing we could have done that would have allowed us to still be here. Nothing we could have done to allow us to still be a part of your plan. Quite frankly, God, I guarantee you that since last time we came together in this form and this time, we've done something to disqualify ourselves. If it were up to the enemy, if it were up to life, if it were up to this world, the thing that we have done would have already snuffed us out, would have already cut off our air supply, would have already disconnected us, which is more scary than not having air, more scary than not having a heartbeat, but would have disconnected us from you. But God, I am grateful on today that there is absolutely nothing that can separate us from your love. There's nothing we could do to earn it, but there's nothing we can do to disconnect ourselves from it. And God, we are grateful on today. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see new mercies with these old eyes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for allowing us to be able to breathe another breath of air, not the breath of air we breathed on yesterday or that we took in even when we first woke up this morning, but a new breath of air. Thank you for another heartbeat, different from the heartbeat that we had last Wednesday, but a new heartbeat that's keeping this heart going. God, will never be able to thank you enough for all of your blessings towards us, even in the moments that we haven't thought about you. You still have thought about us, and we are grateful. God, we thank you. We thank you for another opportunity to be able to study your word today. God, we pray that your word would speak to us. God, let us be able to hear your voice through your word. Let us be able to embrace internally what it is that you are sharing with us. Let us not be able to exclude ourselves from what it is that you desire for us to know and hear on today. Let us be transformed by your message on today is my prayer. And God, we know that if we hear you on today, we will not be able to deny that you've spoken to us. If we open up our ears and hearts to you on today, we know we will be transformed by your word. If we allow ourselves to completely be consumed by your message on today, God, we'll have no choice but to be changed. God, we thank you for those that have assembled on this morning. Thank you for those that had a desire to but could not. And then, God, we thank you for those that even had no desire, because, God, we believe that you are going to give us a divine appointment with them, God, that we'll be able to share this word and pay it forward. God, we bless you now and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord this morning for my every remembrance of you. On this morning, we have several scriptures to tackle, and then I'll give you the message or the thought that God has given me. We're going to start in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. And we're going to read a couple of verses, and then we're going to jump to a couple of other verses. But we're going to start in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. And we are going to, start at the second verse, just a couple of verses from here. 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, starting at the second verse. It reads as follows in the New American Standard Bible. It says, "You are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men, being manifested that you are a letter of Christ, cared for by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." Let me jump to the Passion Translation and read those two verses for you. Again, 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, starting at the second verse, verses 2 and 3 read, "For your very lives are our letters of recommendation, permanently engraved on our hearts, recognized and read by everybody. As a result of our ministry, you are living letters written by Christ, not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not carved unto stone tablets, but on the tablets of tender hearts." Let's now go to Matthew, the fifth chapter, and we are going to start at the 14th verse. Matthew 5, starting at verse 14. We'll just be reading these from the Passion Translation in the essence of time. Matthew 5, starting at verse 14. These three verses say this from the Passion Translation: "Your lives light up the world, for how can you hide a city that stands on a hilltop? And who would light a lamp and then hide it in an obscure place? Instead, it is a place where everyone in the house can benefit from its light. Don't hide your light. Let it shine brightly before others so that your commendable works will shine as light upon them. And then they will give their praise to your Father in heaven." Last one, let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, the second chapter, we're going to read the 12th verse. 1 Peter 2, verse 12. Again, the Passion Translation says this: "Live honorable lives as you mix with unbelievers, even though they accuse you of being evildoers. Listen, for they will see your beautiful works and have a reason to glorify God in the day he visits us." And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I want to ask you a question. Who is reading you? Who is reading you? You all, our lives are living epistles. What is an epistle? An epistle is a letter. They call the letters that Paul wrote in the New Testament pastoral epistles. They are letters. We know that he's written to the church in Corinth. We know that he's written to the church of Rome. And we know he's written to the church in Ephesus. That's where we get 1 and 2 Corinthians, and we get Romans, and we get Ephesians, respectively. They are letters written by a particular person to the need or the necessity of what is going on there to give a message. You all, our lives are living epistles. We are those letters. We are those sermons that if someone never goes to a church, your life may be the only sermon that someone ever hears. It may be the only message someone ever reads. And we understand by these three passages from 2 Corinthians 3, Matthew 5, and 1 Peter 2, that we don't live our lives obscurely. We don't live our lives in a fishbowl that is way up on a shelf behind some stuff that nobody sees. Yeah, the life that we live is seen by many. So you all, who is reading you? Is it your coworkers? Is it your family? Is it your good friends? Is it your neighbors? Who's reading you? And when they're reading you, what do they see? What do they hear? What message do they get? Let me give you these 3 points, and we're going to get out of here. First of all, you all, our lives tell a story. Our lives tell a story. 2 Corinthians said that we show that we are letters from Christ. Not written with ink now. It's not that somebody's sitting down writing a report of how you act. But that letter, those words, that message that's written on our hearts is straight from the Holy Spirit, from the Spirit of the living God. And it is read by everyone you come in contact with. Not just that face you put on Sunday. Come on, Zion. But it is read by everyone you come in contact with. Who is reading you? Our lives tell a story. Not only do our lives tell a story, we are expected to shine brightly in a dark world. That's what Matthew 5 tells us. We are the light of the world. Not just Jesus is the light. You are the light. You all, a light is not put someplace to be covered over, but it is put up on a stand so that everyone can see, so that they are able to see in darkness. You all, our lives should not only stay away from darkness, but we ought to be shining so much so that we repel or dispel darkness. When people come in contact with us, they ought to see a difference, y'all. They ought to see a difference from those who deal with and walk in darkness. They ought to see a difference because of the presence of Christ in our lives. Our lives ought to tell a story. We ought to be shining brightly in a dark world. And finally, you all, we ought to live with integrity. Because when we live with integrity, we attract others. Y'all, living righteous doesn't mean we're just trying to avoid wrong. It's about wanting to do right. It's about wanting to live with integrity. Integrity means that we're doing the same thing in secret that we do in public. That's what living with integrity means. It means that when we live this life, we are living it in such a way that we're not two-faced. But the face that we show in public is the same one we show in secret. When we live above reproach, even those who really don't even like us won't be able to deny the goodness of God that's reflected in us. Not only does that defend who it is that we say we serve, but y'all will be able to draw others, because living with integrity attracts. Who is reading you today? I pray that this word causes you to examine your life. I pray that we look at our lives today and that we remember that being a living epistle doesn't mean that we're being perfect. That's not what it means. But it means that we are authentically reflecting the love of God, the grace of God, the grace of God, and showing the transformation through that love and through that grace in our everyday lives. Nobody ought to be able to come away from you and read something that doesn't belong to God. Who is reading you. Let's pray. God, we bless you and we glorify you today. God, we pray on today that you would give us a mirror today. Give us a reflection today. Show us today, God, where we may not reflect what it is that you are and have been in us and to us. And God, let this be the first day of the rest of our lives, being the living epistle, so that we will be the loudest message that anyone ever hears and the brightest one anyone ever reads. Be with us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.